This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
So it just launched the April Fool's Dave on Instagram. You can check it out on official Spin 103.8. But there's a lovely photo of me and Dave Moore and Dave Duke.
It's giving powerful.
It's giving powerful.
Yeah, it's giving what like name a famous trio aside from Destiny's Child.
Famous trios, go.
Ooh, that's a difficult one.
Take that.
Well, I suppose afterwards I was gonna go.
They were a five piece to start.
Oh, were they?
I'm gonna bring a really gay
Pussycat
here.
Pussycat Dolls,
Sugar Babes, Atomic Kitten. There you go.
Pussycat Dolls were like 17 of them, and yeah, now there's only three.
Yeah,
of them.
They're dropping like flies.
S Club probably did a three at some point.
Totally. Fiona.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I didn't even think of that one. Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Jim Crossy and Zayna.
Is Westlife three now?
Oh yeah,
they are, aren't they?
Oh yeah.
No, Brian McFadden. And no.
And then Mark isn't in the comeback.
Yeah, he's sick.
What's the story with that comeback? Because they were all about it, and the next thing is Radio Silence, is it?
I don't know.
They're doing like 15 nights in the Three Arena.
Oh, they are actually, yeah. Oh, it's just not happening yet.
That's going to be nuts.
That'll be crazy.
Tickets prices
are crazy. A huge time in the life for a woman called Aisling. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Huge.
Little Mix.
Yeah, but then we dropped Jesse.
Yeah, then Jesse left, so. It always seems to be that there was more, and then
one drops off.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look through the playlist. I can't think out of like the Sugar Babes and everyone else. Like
the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, fantastic!
Yes,
fantastic.
Harry, Ron, and Hermione.
Ed, Ed, and Eddie.
The Three Witches and Hocus Pocus.
Have you just
three icons?
Famous trios, and that's all that came. Yeah. Chine.
That's it.
Another riveting podcast introduction.
Fantastic.
Have a fantastic day.
Let's go. With David Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. 3 minutes past seven on the 24th of March, 2026. Here with Dave and Fiona, but it's Dave and Padraig hanging out. What's going on?
Good morning.
Late night at the cinema last night.
How'd you get on?
Oh my God, lads. Project Hail Mary.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Callum.
Yes.
Talk to me. It
the
is
best.
You're about to
so
nerd
good
out, I can just tell.
Flaming. It was, honestly, I saw it the weekend before last when it was out on previews. No, actually, I tell a lie. I saw it on St. Patrick's Day. Honestly, one of the best films I have ever seen.
Yeah, I'm kind of, now the one thing I will say is I don't like that because
that's a statement.
It gives a lot of pressure for you going to see the movie.
Yeah,
but I have to agree with him. It was class.
Really?
Was
what really, time did really you go good. And see it last
I
night?
I went and saw it at 7. We were a little bit late, but we rocked in and it was bang. I'd say we were about 7:10 and then the movie started.
I think they say 11 minutes is the sweet spot for ads.
Was it? I thought it was 17.
17?
I thought it was. Anyway.
Where do you stand with movies and getting there for like the ads and the trailers and everything? Because I love getting to the cinema like 10 minutes before the film starts. I love the ads and I love the trailers.
Really? No, yeah. Not for me. I'm happy to rock in, sit down, movie starts. But like there was a couple in our seats.
Oh.
And I was just walking up and you could see them.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
I'd say they were doing this for every couple that walked up because me and Pippa walked up.
Yeah.
And you could see they were kind of looking at us going, oh, please don't be them. Please don't be them. And I just kind of pointed and said, sorry, lads. And she was like, no, it's fine.
Get up
and
out.
She went straight down all the way to the front row. And I think they were sitting on those beds.
Oh my God.
They suck. Can we get rid of them in cinemas?
What is the point in them?
Like, they're
they
really
feel a bit seedy, I'm not going to lie.
No, it feels bad.
Like, yeah, I wouldn't say I'm one of those. I feel like they're unhygienic.
Well, yeah, when I'm walking out of the cinema and I'm looking at the bed, I'm going, ew.
Yeah,
who's
totally
sitting in that?
Yeah.
Anyway, Project Hail Mary, 10 out of 10, really would recommend. So good. It's like a mix between The Martian, E.T. and Interstellar.
What
a mix.
Ryan Gosling is in it. And it's mainly like a one-man
show. I think he's like my favourite actor.
Yeah.
Far Jesse Plemons, I think he is absolutely my favourite
actor. He's so funny. It's so emotional. I cried 3 times at that film.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's fair enough.
Oh God, you're talking a big game. I'm going to have to go and see it.
Please
the only
do.
Thing is, it'll have to be a 3 o'clock showing.
Yeah, fair enough.
Do you know what I mean?
7 is too
late. 7
turning
late
into Callum. It's only been 5 days.
Emma, Dave, and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
What are we? Ooh, Tuesday. Tuesday at 11 minutes past 7. Very good.
Tuesday all day today.
It is Tuesday all day today, you're right.
Just in case you're wondering.
It won't start changing.
No,
last week I got a PR email. And
in it, it talked about the mad festivals in the world.
And that I was interesting.
I don't usually get PR emails that are quite useful, so I appreciate it. Well, the same company has sent me another email, this time with the weirdest competitions.
They obviously heard you and they're like, this fella flog anything.
Yeah, flog anything.
Yeah.
Anything that's a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
They sent me the weirdest competitions in the world. It's all done by the people at Sweepstake Table, which is a comprehensive online resource covering sweepstakes casino across the United States. I don't know what that means.
They're gonna be wrecking your head
with
emails.
But I feel like in order to, like, they sent me this PR email. I've used two of their emails now. I feel like I should give them a plug,
yeah,
for whatever
absolutely
it is they are. So anyway, some of the world's most unusual competitions push the boundaries of what most people would consider a sporting event, and many are far more competitive than they appear. So many of these contests have become annual traditions with global followings, helped in part by social media, turning niche events into viral moments. So I have a list for you.
Okay.
Bizarre competitions that honestly sound, some of them sound like hell. Actually, if not all of them, sound like hell. Let's start off with the Self-Transcendence 3,100 mile race. You ever hear of it?
Never heard of it.
Now, I've never heard of it either, and I was kind of surprised at this because it's something that I feel like you'd never forget for the first time you hear it.
How many miles?
3,100 mile race. It's the Self-Transcendence 3,100 mile race. And it's most season runners obviously have tackled a half marathon or
maybe even
an ultra marathon or whatever. The Self-Transcendence 3,100 mile race is basically its own thing. It's billed as the world's longest certified foot race. It takes place around a single city block in Queens in New York. Competitors must complete 3,100 miles by circling the same half-mile loop for up to 52 days, waking at 6 a.m., running for about 18 hours.
What?
On the concrete, sleeping briefly, and then doing it all again. It works out roughly as two full marathons per day.
But who,
every day for 2 months straight.
But are people doing this? This is what I need to know.
I don't know if it's like a religious thing, because it says many participants are followers of Bengali spiritual teacher Sri Chimnoy, who believe that taking on seemingly impossible physical challenges was a path to self-discovery.
Well, now I can't say anything witty.
No, I feel like you can. That's nuts.
That's absolutely nuts.
But to be fair, I also think climbing Crow Patrick is nuts.
Well, that is. I would also agree with you there.
In your bare feet or on your knees or whatever.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
And the Camino is another thing that we need to cancel.
Like, these are that's too hard in your body. You're going to be dead so soon.
My feet are like squirming at the thought of it.
The thought of it, yeah. Extreme ironing, right? This was born in 1997.
Oh, I'm into this.
In Leicester, in England. It's extreme ironing came to life when a man named Phil Shaw.
Of course, it was something a man created.
It was. He decided he would rather go rock climbing than tackle his laundry.
So he got a load of women to do it.
No, he did both at once. The sport.
What?
Yeah, basically, he climbed a mountain with an ironing board, took a photo. That's
right.
The whole vibe.
So he hated doing ironing. So what he decided to do was to do it
while
he was
harder.
Rocking. Yeah. I mean, look, so again, as they said, only something a man would create.
Participants take their ironing boards to mountaintops, underwater, ski slopes, and even into freefall, like jumping from a plane. There's no formal leagues, meaning anyone can compete, and the only requirement is combining an extreme outdoor activity with a neatly pressed shirt.
But where would you plug your ironing to? That's what I need to know. It'd have to be battery operated
or
something.
You've blown this whole thing wide open.
You haven't, I?
There must be a clue.
It must be some sort of, I don't know, battery operated.
Oh, maybe.
Solar-powered iron?
Maybe.
How do you even say the word iron? Iron?
The next one is the Dakar Rally. It was originally run between Paris and Dakar, but now it's in Africa. It's a 3,000-mile off-road race. And basically, it's so intense that since it launched in 1978, it's claimed 50 lives.
Whoa,
it's
that's
still
mad.
A thing, which is nuts. It's just off-road racing, but obviously it's really.
But you know, there's some people who like the thought of like potentially dying kind of gives them a little thrill.
Yeah.
So they'll go and do it, and it's like, why would you bother?
The Jungle Marathon is number four, kind of speaks for itself, but it's a 7-day, 137-mile trek through the Amazon rainforest. Competitors face extreme heat, venomous insects, poisonous trees, and a stretch of course known as Jaguar Alley.
Lovely, sounds fantastic.
It's basically big cat territory, patrolled by armed guards at night. And in 2012, just 11 of the 60 starters actually finished it.
11?
11 out of 60.
You would be chuffed with yourself though, wouldn't you?
You would be. And then finally, the World Gurning Championship. I feel like we've all seen this or heard of it, but it's always in like the Guinness World Records and something.
Yeah.
But it's held annually in Cumbria in England. It's event dating back to 1267. And it's basically competitors try pull the most extremely ugly face.
Fantastic.
So they're judged on their facial contortions. Toothless competitors apparently have the advantage, as the lack of teeth allows for greater jaw and lip movement.
Now, we have teeth, but that's definitely probably the only one that we could enter.
Yeah, I would say so.
We could give it a go.
We could give it a go. I'm trying to think, not doing the self-transcendence.
No.
I might do the ironing.
But what would you do, what would you pair it with?
Crowpatrick.
Oh, there you go, you see. Two of the things that you hate doing.
Yeah, exactly. Ironing and walking. Sounds horrible. Yesterday I was doing this bit on the show where I was talking about kind of songs that you feel like if you were to listen to in the car, you might roll up your window in case someone hears. Because it's a kind of a trend on TikTok at the moment to say, do you know, I will never ever judge your music taste because I genuinely believe this song is a masterpiece. And then I play something like Nickelback and Rockstar, which is a song I absolutely love. It's so, so good. Yeah. Just one of those things where it's, if you're in public, maybe you'd lower your volume a little bit because you'll be a little bit embarrassed of someone going, are you listening to Nickelback? Are you listening to Alvin and the Chipmunks? And I'd be like, no, shut up. So that's the kind of vibe. So I did it yesterday. I did a couple of songs that I was pretty vulnerable.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's your turn.
Yeah, okay. Now, I found this really difficult.
Did
right?
you?
Because there's so many songs that I listen to that I would never admit, but I'm going to be vulnerable here this morning and I'm going to just play them for you.
Okay, I'm proud of you. Well done.
And like some of these have a backstory and I'll get into them afterwards, but anyway, I'll go with my first one, shall I?
Yeah. Please.
Okay. So don't think I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely think this is a masterpiece.
I haven't heard that in years.
That's a powerful anthem.
Well, who is that?
It's Britney Spears.
Is it Britney?
Yeah.
Britney Spears. Very good.
That's the song that you need to listen to when you're not feeling yourself, right?
Okay.
You know? There was a time where back in the day I had an iPod in school, mm-hmm. right? And I had it in my pocket, but it was a bit faulty.
With the earphones running through the sleeve.
Absolutely.
Putting the sleeve
and
up
it was a hand-me-down. It was a hand-me-down iPod. I don't know where I got it from. A cousin had given it to me or something because he was throwing it out because it was broken.
Okay.
Right? Essentially, it would start up on its own.
Right.
And I was inside, and I'll never forget it. We're in maths class, and all I can hear is Stronger's playing.
No.
Right. And it's playing loud out through the headphones, and everyone I went to a school where there was a mix of people and characters.
Yeah.
And someone was like, "Who's playing that song? Who's playing that song?" And I knew it was me. There's nothing I could do about it, and I couldn't turn it off. And forevermore, I was known as Stronger Boy.
No.
Stronger than yesterday, though. It built me up.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Anyway, right. Don't ever think I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely think this is a masterpiece.
I have such trauma from that song. I used to work on Ellie and Charlene's podcast and kind of do stage stuff when they were doing live podcasts. And that was the tune that played before they arrived on. So everyone in the audience would be going absolutely nuts before that. And I had to film them and be like, I'm so sorry.
That's the thing about this song. If you ever need to get people up and moving and grooving, it's that song. I was at a wedding once. That was the entrance song. Everyone left before the meal and got up onto the dance floor, and it was like 12 o'clock at night. It was absolutely, the wheels came off. Anyway, next one. Don't ever think I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely think this is a masterpiece.
Oh yeah.
Now, arguably, I would leave the windows down for that one.
Yeah.
That's my go-to karaoke. I'm known for it. It's often requested at parties.
Can I just say, so far, not too embarrassing.
No?
I don't think so. Too embarrassing.
Thank you.
I was kind of thinking like you were going to throw in some Ollie Murs or something.
Oh, no, no, no. You'd never get me. No, you'd never get me listening to Ollie Murs.
You would get me.
Yeah.
You got me wrapped up around your finger. Okay. I just love them.
Yeah, look, I get it. I get it, right? Now, prepare for whiplash here now, right? Because no one's going to expect this one. Don't ever think I'll judge your music taste because I genuinely think this is a masterpiece.
There is nothing embarrassing about that. It is the coolest song ever.
But what might be embarrassing about it is it comes from 8 Mile. 8 Mile is one of my favourite movies of all time.
Oh, I did not expect that.
Yeah, and no one ever does.
This is a man who before 7 o'clock was like, you need to watch Love is Blind. Or what was it?
No, Married at First Sight.
Married at First Sight, you need to watch.
I told you I'd give you whiplash. So apologies to anyone who got whiplash this morning on the way to work.
8 Mile is your favourite movie?
8 Mile is my favourite movie of all time. I'll watch it when I'm sad. I'll watch it when I'm happy. I'll watch it when I'm bored. I'll have it on in the background when I'm doing my ironing.
I love it.
I'll do anything, right? Okay, my last one. Okay? And this is the one that I would listen to on the way to work. I listen to it quite frequently. I was struggling for a final song last night. My housemate was like, you always listen to this song.
Oh, yeah.
Why would you not choose this one? So don't ever think I'll judge your music taste, because I genuinely think this is a masterpiece.
Yes. Yes.
That's more what I'm talking about.
And it doesn't get much better than that. Doesn't get better than that.
Okay, interesting. Stronger, Gimme Gimme Gimme, Superstar, Lose Yourself, Cheeky Song. We are really getting an insight into your life.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Are you liking it?
Yeah, I am. Do you know what Cheeky Song always reminds me of as well? Last Ketchup. I feel like it was on the same That's What I Call Music.
Absolutely.
This week, we're teaming up with Yoplait Security. Are you one of those people like Callum who calls it a yogurt?
No, yogurt.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, yogurt.
Which is funny because this is Yoplait.
It's like scone and scone.
Yes, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's back. Shut up.
He's coming into the room. Hey, Callum.
Hey.
Nothing. Honestly, nothing.
No, and we think the way you say yogurt is totally normal.
Yeah. Do you say scone or scone?
Scone.
You had to think about
but
it.
But I yogurt.
Yeah.
Yogurt.
Lovely, tasty yogurt.
So yeah. Bizarre. Anyway, listen, speaking of lovely, tasty yogurt, we have teamed up with Yoplait Skyr. Naturally high protein, 0% fat strained yogurt with a thick, creamy texture, made using just milk and perfect for fueling your day or boosting your training.
They have partnered with the Bear Running Series, who host a variety of races like 5Ks, marathons, and fun runs, welcoming runners of all levels and abilities.
Very nice. So today you can win a race entry to that plus €200 to spend in a sports store. David is on to play. How are you, David? Oh, David's there. How are you, David?
Yo, how are you going on?
Not too bad, not too bad. Great name. Do you prefer Dave, David, Dahi?
I don't mind, it's whatever. I'm okay with it.
You're okay with everything. Very good. Well, I think it's a fantastic name. And I think
it is indeed.
On the 1st of April, you're going to have a good time because we are doing a show called April Fool's Dave, which I would love you to come back for if you would, Dave, because it's a day of celebrating Daves.
Okay,
fantastic. I'll take that as a soft yes.
He's in the bank.
Yeah, exactly. All right, David, we are going to put 30 seconds on the clock and you are hopefully going to win with Yoplait Skyr, okay? One of us will be shown a variety of words to do with running and fitness and we have to describe it without using that word. If you guess three within 30 seconds, you'll win those two race entries and a €200 sports store voucher. Does that sound good, David?
That sounds great, yeah.
It's like a game of heads up, basically. Who would you like to ask your questions, or who would you like to describe, this morning, Dave or Padraig?
We go with you, Dave. We keep it all Dave.
We'll keep it Dave. That's a fantastic idea. All right,
those Daves stick together, don't they?
30 seconds on the clock. I'm going to try my best to describe some words for you. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. All right, it's what you get when you need to drink something while running.
Water?
Yeah, and it comes in a what?
Bottle.
Perfect. This is the fastest runner in the world.
Usain Bolt.
That's the one. And this is something that goes on your forehead for maybe when you're running or doing exercise.
A torch?
It's like
a hat.
No, it's when you perspirate and you're trying to get rid of the perspiration.
Sweatband?
Yes, stop the clock.
That was class.
Oh my God.
That was great.
Lads, I managed to get the word perspiration out.
I really didn't expect it from you. I'm not going to lie. That was the biggest word you've ever used in the show.
David, congratulations. You have won yourself two race entries plus €200 to spend in a sports store. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Have a great day. And I'll chat to you on April Fool's, Dave.
Okay, we'll talk to you then. Thank
Bye,
you.
Dave.
He has no interest.
No.
Which is fair enough.
I was thinking about yesterday when you were like, oh, what would you buy in the sports shop? And I panicked.
Oh, yeah.
Shorts?
Yeah.
I'd buy a pair of shorts.
I really would. I need a new pair of shorts because I have ones I bought off Vinted and they're way too small. So like I can't
shorts.
I can't do not
who
not
wear
the,
shorts.
Not short shorts, but they're thin shorts. Like they're
liability to rip like
So I can't do leg day in them.
You see, that's because your legs are so big, Dave.
and long.
You see, I love a short. Once April comes now, that'll be me until at least October.
In shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our boss is the same.
Yeah.
Callum actually is kind of the same. Callum wears shorts into work as well, and like a little shirt as well.
Get the little legs.
You know, summer.
With a little collar.
Exactly.
Oh, tennis. It's giving tennis vibes. Heated rivalry.
Your chance to win with Yoplait Skyr tomorrow. At the same time, I think we're going to do it.
Dave, do you know exposure therapy?
Is that when, like, if you're afraid of something like spiders, so you have to sleep with spiders?
Yeah, and like there was a kind of trend going around for a while where people were putting themselves through exposure therapy and like filming it on TikTok. Like, there's this guy in particular who goes around Dublin and he lies down on the ground.
Oh, I did.
Have
see
you
this
seen
guy?
Him?
Yeah, I saw
and
him.
I can't even watch them. I have to scroll past them because
it's too awkward.
It's just too awkward for me. But I found myself in the midst of some exposure therapy last night. Right?
Okay. See, I feel like most things cringe me out, so I have to scroll by them.
Yeah. Well, I'm about to cringe you even further now because you're gonna get so much secondhand embarrassment. So my dad has been telling me not to fill the car with fuel, just to fill it with the bare minimum, because he said that the price of fuel is eventually going to come back down.
Okay.
Right? So yesterday, and for the last couple of days, I've literally been freewheeling around the place.
Yeah.
Right?
As soon as you're going downhill, you're in
neutral.
Yeah,
exactly. So I've noticed as well that there's a gentle incline in Phoenix Park and I'm going the opposite way. So I go that way to work in the morning now so I can kind of just get there. I get as far as the keys without having to rev the car. Right?
Unreal.
But yesterday I was like, I've got about 3 kilometres left because my car tells me, and I was like, I'm going to have to fill up. But I saw in the news that the government were going to be introducing measures today to
That, like 15 cent or something?
Something like that, which is decent enough. Like, we'll take anything now. Listen, at this point,
like,
right?
Anything.
So I was like, I'm not going to get to work in the morning. So what I'll do is I'll go to the petrol station and I'll fill up my car with €5 worth of diesel. Right? So I pull into the petrol station, very busy, rush hour, right? And I was like, okay, everyone obviously has a very similar idea, right? So I go and I fill up my car with €5 worth of diesel. And €5 worth of diesel. It'll get me to and fro work. And then today, when the measures come in, I'll be able to fill up the tank again and save myself a few quid.
When I was in college, I topped up by a tenner and I thought, oh my God, I'm the cheapest person who's ever lived.
Yeah.
You topped up a fiver.
Yeah, a fiver. Get me to work, get me back from work, and I'll go into the same petrol station today and probably fill the tank. You know what I'm saying, right? So anyway, I go in. I'm a regular in here. This guy knows me to see, surely, at this point, right? There's about 4 ahead of me, and then as I get to the top, there's at least 5 or 6 behind me.
Okay.
Right? So I get to the top, and I say to him, hi, yeah, €5 diesel, pump 3. And he looks at me and he says, €5. And I was like, yes, please, and a receipt. And he goes, minimum spend €10.
Oh,
I tell you.
I knew it.
The colour drained from my face, right? And I started sweating, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I was like, but I don't know what to do. He goes, you have to go back out, fill it with another fiver, right?
What, and you then, made of money?
Honestly. And then come back in and pay. The worst thing about it is I had to re-queue again, right? Go up, pay for the €10 worth of petrol and then leave there again. Now, I can't show my face in there again, but I told this story on TikTok last night and some of the comments were pretty brutal. Someone said, just move country.
Yeah.
Another person said, I'd vomit for you, right? And then someone said, right, that they work in a petrol station. They said, don't feel so bad because there's been a man coming into the petrol station for the last couple of days filling his car with 150.
No.
In the hope that the prices are going to crash. So now I don't feel so bad.
Oh my God, lads. This is... I'll lend you the fiver.
I'll take it. I'll take the fiver.
Yeah, oh, here comes your man again to fill his car in neutral all the way.
Freewheeling.
1038. Dublin. This is Emma, Dave, and Fiona in the morning. Your number one hit music station.
Hey, what's going on? You're on Spin, bang on 4 minutes past 8 for your Tuesday morning. Dave and Padraig hanging out. What's happening?
Good morning. Now that I find myself in temporary full-time employment.
Yes, congratulations.
Right, thank you very much for the few weeks that I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
I decided to treat myself, right?
Oh.
And I bought myself a mattress topper.
Go on.
Yeah. And I was
thinking, that's a treat in your eyes.
That's
it?
A treat in my eyes. I love to peruse a middle aisle.
Okay.
Right? And nothing is safe. And I just saw this and I was like, I've never bought one of those before.
I'm really getting an insight into your life.
Yeah,
like, this man only just talked about how he filled up his car with €5 diesel and now he's treated himself to a bare necessity.
Is it a bare necessity?
Mattress topper, yeah.
Yeah, only I didn't realise this. And what I realised is I've never bought one before. And it got me thinking about things.
Where'd you go to Guinness?
Well, I would go to Guinness. That's a great shop.
Get it.
This was actually in Aldi, right?
Okay,
and if anyone's looking, they have them in there at the moment, not an ad. But what I will say is I was thinking about things that I've never bought for myself before.
Okay.
And I was like, I've never even bought myself a towel. But I have loads of towels.
No, I did treat myself one day to a towel a couple of months ago. And
did you?
In Dunn's, yeah.
Oh,
it's a okay. It's a real nice
one. You see, your pay grade
I'm
is
bougie.
Way higher than mine. You know, I wouldn't be going to Dunn's
anytime
soon.
No, I'm stupid with money.
Yeah, well, fair enough, right? But a towel is a luxury, isn't it?
It is.
You know, it's like duvets. I've never really bought myself a duvet before.
Oh, no, I have, but because it was coming into summer last year. See, I feel like I've done all this now, but it's coming into
You're
summer
miles ahead
year,
of me.
I was even finding out about the togs.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the togs of duvets.
Which I only knew recently about as well. Yeah. And it's very important, actually, because you'd be sweating inside the bed.
Absolutely.
But I put it up on my story as well, because I was like asking people, do you wash your like bedding before you put it on your bed? I assumed you would, because you don't know who's touching the bedding or where it's been.
Yeah, but you're not sleeping on the mattress topper, really, are
no,
you?
No, you're like, not. But you're, like,
you've a sheet over it.
That's true, actually. Because, well, I'm relieved you say so, because I didn't wash it.
Yeah, good. No, yeah, don't.
And I won't be washing it either.
There's only very certain things I'll wash after I buy
Did you wash your towel?
No.
That's a bit sick.
Is it?
Yeah, because you're rubbing it up and doing your body.
I know, but it's brand new, like, and it's lovely. And
I know, but you don't know what's in the storeroom.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
You know?
That's a really good
point. Not to gross you out now this early in the morning.
No, that's fair. And I think the only thing is, like, Vinted stuff.
Oh, would you wash Vinted stuff?
Yeah, always.
I love when I see like posts online of people who are like, oh, look what I got my Vinted stuff in, and it's like a paper bag from McDonald's.
Yeah, it's like, I'll definitely be washing that.
yeah, absolutely.
And that's fair enough.
On your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Sounds like spin.
Sounds like spin.
Tricky.
All right, 10 questions correct. Win yourself €1,000. Top the leaderboard, win yourself a very nice prize. The tricky 10, Hannah is on to play. How are you, Hannah?
I'm good, how are you?
Not too bad. You're on the way to work. What do you do for work?
I just work in sales.
Hannah, I have to do something here now, because if Fiona and Emma heard someone on the phone say, I just work in anything, they'd give out to them and they would say, you don't just work in sales. You are Hannah and you work in sales. Yeah, that's what they make me do.
Say it with your chest,
yeah,
Hannah.
Yeah, you gotta say it with your chest. What kind of sales?
I work in sales and I'm proud.
Yes,
yes, Hannah,
Hannah,
that's what we like to hear.
What kind of sales are you allowed to say?
Just packaging sales.
You are Hannah and you work in packaging sales. You don't just work in packaging sales.
I didn't want to come across rude, but I'm glad you asked, because I'm so nosy.
And Hannah, where are you right now?
I'm in Lucan.
You're in Lucan. Okay, very good. And you think you can take on this tricky 10? I presume you play along when you're listening in the car.
How
do you do?
On Friday, I got all 10.
Oh, my God.
Not.
Great.
Okay,
I
interesting.
Did, yeah.
Well, I'm hoping that today is your day.
Well, Hannah,
I
hope so too. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10, and it won't repeat. We'll only be able to accept your first answer, and if you don't know the answer, just give it a guess, okay?
Okay, yeah. Right.
Now, Hannah, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a 2-night stay for two people in Belfast, thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. Sound like a good plan?
Oh, that would be unreal.
It would be.
That's great.
Hannah, I have the utmost confidence in you. I'm going to ask your questions and I'll couch you in the very best of luck. Here we go. The tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1, start the clock. A square has how many sides?
4.
Cabra and Phibsborough is in which Dublin postal district?
2.
How many blue lines are there under the letters of the Tesco logo?
3.
What is the square root of 64?
8.
Troy Parrott scored how many goals against Portugal in the World Cup qualifier in November?
3.
Northern Ireland is divided into how many counties?
6.
Ryanair mainly use Boeing 7 planes in their fleet?
7.
The 9th installment of the Fast and Furious film series was called F what?
5.
How many solo studio albums has Chappell Roan released?
1.
If you were playing darts and had 20 to check out, you'd need to hit a double what?
10.
Stop the clock. Woo! Hannah, you got through all questions and there was loads of time correct. How do you think you did?
Oh God, I don't know.
You don't know? Having a clue? All right, do you want to find out?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4.
A score of 5, Hannah. How are you feeling?
It's okay.
It's not too bad. It's not 10. I'll tell you that much. But it's not bad. It really isn't bad. I did it myself this morning, Hannah, and I also got 5.
Yeah. Not the best.
Yeah.
Not the best, but not the worst, Hannah. And it's always different when we're talking to us as well, isn't it?
Yeah, true.
Pressure's on. Right.
Do have to say, just before Padraig goes through your answers, you are top of the leaderboard because Sam got 55 seconds, 5 in 55. You did 5 in 47.31.
Wow.
So you are
top.
Oh my God, you're quick.
Very quick.
Very quick. That was wow. Quick, Hannah. All right, let's go through some of your answers there.
Cabra and Finsbury are in which Dublin postal district? You said 2. The answer was 7. How many blue lines are there under the letters of the Tesco logo? You said 3. The answer was 5. Troy Parrott scored how many goals against Portugal in the World Cup qualifier last November? You said 3 again. The answer was 2. Ryanair mainly used Boeing 7 planes. You said 7. The answer was 3. And the 9th installment of the Fast and Furious film series was called F What. You said 5. The answer was 9. It was kind of in the question.
It was, yeah. But I also got when I wrote down the answer to that, I also
tricky,
got it wrong.
Yeah,
very tricky. All right, Hannah. Well, listen, a 5 is very good with a time of 47.31 seconds. So you've topped the leaderboard, and the best of luck for the rest of the week.
Thanks so much, guys.
Bye, Hannah.
Bye.
Good luck. All right, that's Hannah. Congratulations to her topping the leaderboard.
That's like a pretty big achievement, isn't it?
It is.
Now, if you think you could beat Hannah, you can text us tricky to our WhatsApp us tricky to 087-711-1038 and you could be winning that prize at the end of the week. You could be winning a 2-night stay for 2 people in Belfast thanks to Discover Northern Ireland. We'll put you up in the brand new Moxie Hotel in Belfast City with breakfast and dinner, tickets to the iconic Titanic in Belfast and a £100 shopping spree in Victoria Square. I'd love that.
Breakfast and dinner.
Breakfast and dinner.
That's unreal. Alright, if you want to play tricky in a WhatsApp to 087-711-1038, come on and play and beat Hannah's score and you could be off to Belfast, or you could have €1,000 in your pocket as well if you answer all 10 questions correctly. Next Wednesday is something even more special.
Baby, April Fool's Dave.
April Fool's Dave, you did hear that correctly. This is because Padraig Wilson McCarthy here was asked to
government
cover
name.
Emma for 3, yeah, full government name, because you were asked to cover for 3 weeks while Emma Nolan was in Thailand.
I did.
You said,
yeah.
Yes, I can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then he drops the bomb when he's live on air. He says, listen, Dave, I'm actually not going to be here on April 1st. Sorry. Yeah. I've prior convictions, commitments or whatever it was. And I was like, right, okay, do you know what? Just to spite him, I said, I'm going to put on the best show ever. I was thinking Wednesday. I was thinking Spin 103.
I didn't think you'd have it in you, but now it's starting to shape up and yeah. Now I'm starting to panic. Yeah. So, I'm going to lose my job.
I'm going to lose my job. I'm panicking. So we've decided on April Fool's Dave, okay? April 1st, for the entire show of Fully Charged, it's April Fool's Dave. And you might be thinking, what is that? Well, my plan is the hosts are Dave, the callers are Dave, and maybe some of the songs will be Dave. Would love to get maybe a female Dave on being Davina McCall. That'd be
pretty
cool.
We're working on it.
We're working on it. Now, as I said, hosted by Daves, I've already got another radio presenter from a radio station down the country called iRadio, and the drive time presenter on that station is a really good friend of mine, and his name is Dave Duke. He is incredible, so I knew he'd be a good addition to add to April Fool's Dave. Called him up yesterday and he was a little bit kind of like, okay, this sounds a bit weird, but I'm game, as I knew he would be. So that is two Daves hosting April Fool's Dave. I think we can get another one. I would like to bring in the big heavy hitter, Today FM, National Radio's Dave Moore.
This is ambitious.
Now, you may know Dave Moore. He would often have been called And Dave because he was originally Dermot and Dave.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Now, yeah. He wasn't both. He was Dave.
Yes.
From Dermot and Dave. And now he hosts his own show on Today FM. Okay. I think we could get Dave. And I would really, really like to. So I know he's in Studio 2 at the moment. Right. I'm going to go and get him.
Go
for see
it.
If he does this. Hold on.
Where is he?
Next
oh,
door.
Yeah. Sorry, I forgot that.
Dave Moore. Oh, I've broken something.
Wait. Okay, it's just my guitar. Okay.
You are wrecking the gaff.
Sit down there for 2 seconds.
Sit down in your studio.
Yeah. I know, I'm sorry.
Hi, Dave.
Got lots going on.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. Dave, I don't think we formally met, but we will in a minute.
Okay.
Dave Moore from Today FM. Have you ever been on Spin before?
No, I have not.
Welcome to Spin.
What?
This is crazy. So, basically, you know what's going on with everything that I'm trying to do in terms of April Fool's, Dave.
Yes, I've heard Dave Duke and yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Were you in any way kind of wondering, was I going to approach?
I don't want to be that guy, but I may have looked at my birth cert a couple of times and gone, I think I'm Dave. I think that's my name. So maybe there could possibly be, at some point,
an opportunity.
Listen, when I didn't hear anything, I just kind of figured, Maybe I'm just not that Dave.
Oh my God, okay.
Maybe no. I'm a David.
So let me explain. I went to Dave Duke because I knew he'd say yes, and okay. I was building my confidence up to ask you.
Got you.
Now, I haven't asked you officially yet. Obviously, Padraig, you know Padraig from being around now.
You've seen me around the place, haven't you?
Yeah, we haven't formally been introduced.
No, we haven't. And you know what? I think I gave you the wrong first impression, Dave, because I was the fella. So if anyone wasn't listening last week, I lost my porridge. My overnight oats, I left them in the toilet. Not because I eat them in the toilet. Like
that's
everything.
What it looked like.
You see,
yeah,
do you know
bit.
What's really bad is, as my first week, the worst impression I could possibly give is that I eat my lunch in the bathroom so that I could be on my own.
He's no mate, so...
I have no mate.
I mean, that's kind of what I deduced out of the situation, I'll be
and
honest.
And out of everyone that could have found the oats, it was you who found it and then posted a reel about it on Instagram to add salt to the wound. Anyway, that's me.
That was one of the funniest things I've ever seen on your Instagram.
Thank you.
It's so
I don't know why I felt like I needed to do this really weird dual conversation. I could have just gone, oh, look, weird person in the back. And then I went, no, you know what I'll do? And then after going on the way home, I was like, why did I do that? I was like, I don't mind.
I got a notification on Instagram and it was David Hammond had tagged me in Dave Moore's reel. And the next thing I looked at it and I realised what was happening. And I was standing in Phoenix Park. I was out for a walk and like I just went deaf. And there was a ringing in my ear. My heart sank. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm that new guy.
Amazing. So this fantastic porridge eating guy will not be here on April 1st.
No, I'm out.
So I decided, why don't we put on the best show ever and we'll do April Fool's Dave. So I've already asked Dave Duke. So you know the vibes. It's kind of like presented by all Daves. Topics, all Dave. Callers, all Daves. Even maybe an interview or two, Daves. A lot of songs from Daves. Can we get Dave Moore on this show?
Best Dave of my life.
Yes!
Come on!
The best Dave ever. This is so good. Have you interviewed other Daves before?
Oh, I'm sure I have. I can't think of something.
Or Dahi's or David. I'm sure
Dahi, yes, Dahi O'Shea, I have.
David Guetta, have you done?
Yes, I called him David Baguetta by accident.
Brilliant.
To his face. So that was a mistake.
Fantastic. Please bring this to the show.
I will. Yeah.
Obviously, you're very well known for your bad jokes on your show.
Yeah.
Now, that's not me slagging him, by the way. That's what you do.
Dave's Bad Jokes is what they're called. Yeah, they are very bad.
They are very bad. So will you bring Dave's bad jokes to April Fool's Dave?
I feel like it would be doing all of us a disservice if I didn't some terrible, terrible jokes.
It'll be bad jokes all around. So in other words.
Yeah. No doubt.
I cannot wait for this. April Fool's Dave is going to be absolutely epic.
Do you talk to my boss? Like, am I allowed to do this?
I don't know. That's what I was going to ask you. What is the story? Because obviously you're on air at 9 o'clock. I presume you can't go after 9 o'clock.
Not unless there's a Dave crossover.
Now, a Dave crossover is interesting. So, obviously, you'll have come on to our show on Spin. So, me and Dave Duke, now, what would you think about me and Dave Duke having...
Oh, I just see my producer out there. She's saying this. She's saying no.
We're gonna
knife across the neck symbol, whatever that is.
You have to go from Spin straight to Today FM and then right back to Spin.
Okay. I'll do that.
Dave Moore, you are in for April Fool's
Day. I feel honoured. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I cannot wait.
This is going to be brilliant.
Now that you're raging, you said you can't do the April 1st.
I'm off the wall.
Don't worry. I lead porridge in the bathroom in honour of you.
Thanks so much,
I'll do that
Dave.
For you.
And my legacy lives on.
Right, April Fool's Day, 7 a.m, the 1st of April. Dave Hammond, Dave Duke, and now Dave Moore. This is going to be unbelievable.
April Fool's Dave.
All right, welcome on in to
Michaela Daves.
Michaela Daves.
For one day only.
Please, you gotta rebrand.
Yeah,
she's gotta rebrand.
She's gotta.
All right, April Fool's Dave, if you've just joined us, welcome on in. Welcome to a fantastic idea that came to light because Padraig says he can't do April 1st. And I said, right, well, just to despite you, I'm going to put on the best damn show ever. I thought Wednesday, I thought Spin 103 Dave, you know, just to get a real ego boost. But no, then I landed on April Fool's Dave. It's a show hosted by myself, Dave Hammond, and also my other friend who's a radio presenter, Dave Duke, and also my other friend who's a radio presenter, Dave Moore. Dave Duke on iRadio, Dave Moore on Today FM. It's a family affair.
I'm starting to feel left out.
That's fair enough. We want Padraig outside the window looking in.
I'm kind of thinking
a single tear.
I'm thinking about merch already. And I'm thinking what we should do is we should get t-shirts for everybody else that's going to be in the office that day, and the t-shirts to say I'm not Dave but I wish I was.
Oh, brilliant.
Lock it in. I'll get those sorted.
I love this so much. Yeah, you sort that. Perfect. God, the budget's really gone up on this show. Okay, so we're asking you this morning on 087 711 103. right? Are you a Dave? Are you a David? Are you a Dahi? Is your surname David or David's or David's? Whatever it may be. Then you got to let us know, okay? 087 711 1038. Just WhatsApp us. I know a Dave, even if you just know a Dave. All right. Morning, Kira.
Morning.
Morning. Kira, I hear you have a very important Dave in your life.
I do.
Who is it?
My boyfriend.
Your boyfriend. Ah, he sounds fantastic, can I just say? He sounds brilliant. Tell me, how did you meet this wonderful David?
Definitely not on Hinge.
Definitely not on Hinge. There's nothing wrong with it.
Absolutely not.
And he, was it love at first, as soon as you saw his name?
First swipe.
Yeah.
Well, he had met me twice before.
He'd met you twice
and
before.
You ghosted him.
Wow. Yeah. That's not good. That's not what you should be doing to Dave's.
When Dave asked me to be on the show, I ghosted him for a while too. Yeah. It's a genuine thing.
It's a thing that happens to Dave and David's out there. All right. Well, Kira, tell me this. We haven't figured out the capacity yet, but would your boyfriend Dave/David be interested in being part of the show on April Fool's, Dave?
Definitely.
Yes. Okay, Kira. So you can manage to convince him, yeah?
Yeah. Absolutely.
He's getting no choice anyway.
Maybe we're just going to chat about what it is, what it means to be a Dave. Callum, any ideas?
You did band around the idea to me a couple of days ago. We play a game on a Wednesday called Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down.
Yes.
He could be a player on that game.
He
could win up to 5 IMC Cinema Daves.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Kira, thank you very much for volunteering your boyfriend Dave. And I can't wait to speak to him.
Thank you.
Have a great day, Kira.
You
have a great
day.
Have a great Dave. Yeah, she didn't like that. That's fair enough. All right. Are you a Dave? Do you know a Dave? Is your surname David? Then let us know. 087-711-1038. Hannah's on. How are you, Hannah?
Hi, how are you?
Good. Now, Hannah, obviously your name is Hannah and not Dave.
No, but
you have an idea for us.
So I think we should get songs from David Guetta and different Daves and have a Dave rave.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
Or make a parody. You know that song? And it's like... to the good old days. Do a party of that, but throw back to the good old days.
Oh my God.
Good old days.
Do you want a job as a producer? Because you sound phenomenal. It sounds great.
I'd love that. That would be my dream job.
I already love this idea of the Dave rave, which is random. Like
this
Dave
is great.
Guetta.
I'm going to come in, I think.
Yeah.
Can I?
Not with your name. Not with your name.
And just watch from outside the window.
Yeah, cry.
Yeah.
Hannah, a fantastic idea. Thank you so
much. He'll be Dave Raven instead of Dave Raven.
Yeah.
But he can't join in.
Hannah,
you're on fire.
You're on fire. Unbelievable. Hannah, an honorary Dave, I think. Thank you very much for all of your suggestions. We appreciate you. And if we ever need a producer, we'll be right back to you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Have
Bye.
A great day.
Bye.
This is amazing, lads. Official Spin 103.8, the announcement has just gone up with a graphic already done with myself, Dave Hammond, our Dave Duke from iRadio, and our Dave Moore from Today FM. All three of us, all Daves looking swell.
It's like Destiny's Child.
Yeah.
Destiny's Dave.
Except shite. Right.
Yeah. Except not one note between you.
Destiny's Childish.
Or a dance move.
Yeah, all right. So you can check it out on Official Spin 103.8. This is really happening. April 1st. I know it sounds like an April Fool's joke, but it's not. It's April Fool's Dave, okay? It's happening April 1st, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Although I don't know how that's going to work because Dave Moore is on at 9. We'll figure it out.
Let's go! Fiona in the morning.
Hey, good morning. What's going on? It's Emma, Dave and Fiona at 9:03, but it's Dave and Padraig hanging out. What's going on?
Good morning.
What are you after the rest of the day? How are you enjoying your time? You have so much free time now.
It's fantastic because I have to be up and at it.
Early in the morning.
In the morning. So I'm on the wind down then come by the time anyone else is going to work. I have not struggled to fill my days.
Okay.
Right? But I will say I've done nothing.
Great.
You know?
That's what you want to do for the first while.
Yeah.
Appreciate the free time you have. Obviously we start very early, but then we finish early enough.
Yeah, I feel like I need to take up a new hobby or something midday.
But you're already doing the gym.
Yeah, that's true actually.
You're watching your telly. And
I'm
by the time you know it, it's time for bed, like.
Yeah, and like in fairness, my bedtime is before the sun sets. So
really,
yeah,
even normally,
it's definitely earlier now, but not by much.
How do you find this now? Because like, if I obviously I go to bed around 10, half.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, I'm not a good sleeper. Anyway.
Okay, grand.
So I know I'm not going to sleep anyway, but. what I find really hard is when I go out on a Friday or a Saturday, I'm the first to go home because I'm wrecked.
You'd be wrecked.
I'm shattered.
I'm actually going to a hen this weekend and I'd say I'm going to be the most boring person there.
Yeah.
I'll be up at 5 o'clock in the morning. They'll all be going to bed.
Where's
on the Saturday? Galway.
Okay, unreal. Yeah.
Now, you think that, and I am very excited for it, but I had my fair share of hens last year.
Did you?
Yeah. And you see, I'm in that unfortunate position as a gay man where I get invited to the hens and the stags.
Oh, no.
And the weddings. So I actually had 11 weddings last year.
Oh my God.
So if I was to go to every wedding, hen and stag, I'd have no weekends left.
Yeah, okay, we need to start a GoFundMe for you.
Honestly.
Spin is your number one hit music station.
Emma, Dave and Fiona.
It's Tuesday. Do you like ranking 10 things on a Tuesday and filling out a list? Then this is the game for you. It's top 10 Tuesday!
Oh, it's my favourite game of the week, hands down. I remember when you brought this to us, I think I want to say about a year ago?
Yeah.
A year and a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And I just love it. Loved it ever since.
So we were off last Tuesday because of St. Patrick's Day, but by God, we still played this game on a Thursday. Any day with a T, you can play this game. Any day that ends in a Y, really, I'd play it every day. So this is Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of that topic might be. Last week we did the last 10 singers of James Bond themes.
Very difficult.
Pretty tricky for you, that one.
I've played that a few times. I've played a few times since people.
Did we get like 4?
You got 3.
Oh my God.
And it was the most recent 3. We've also, the week before, did the most popular car brands registered in Ireland. That was a very popular one and loads more.
I actually did that one at home practicing for coming on the show.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Getting your homework.
Yeah.
Dave and Padraig, you've got 3 lives each this week and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list.
Okay.
You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that's not in my list. If you can't fill out the top 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877 111038. There'll be cinnamon passes up for grabs if you help fill out. Now, this one I think is the most kind of vague one. It's very kind of like,
great,
there isn't anything specific.
Okay.
That is defined. It's all around people, and it was done by a survey. This week, I am looking for the top 10 favorite smells that people enjoy, conducted in a survey of 2,000 people last year.
Instantly, so, I hate it.
I have loads of ideas for this.
So this is just like nice smelling things.
Okay.
Where does this survey rank these items? And it was conducted by a survey of 2,000 people in the UK.
Okay.
Now, there's nothing like really, like Nigel Farage isn't on here.
Okay.
Brexit isn't on here.
There's nothing
like specifically British
on
this. It works very well.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And usually when you do a survey in Britain, it kind of translates over here for those kind of things, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The Union Jack. Like,
we all have a similar nose.
Yeah.
Okay. So, interesting.
We will start with you, Dave. I'm looking for the 10 favourite smells that people enjoy.
All right. Let's go with grass.
Freshly cut grass, would you
say? Freshly cut grass, I would say.
Do you know what? When I did this, I was like, Dave is going to say this because he is the grass cutter in his house.
Okay.
And do you like that smell, Dave?
Yeah, it's nice.
It's number 3.
Yeah.
Dave, it was the one I would have said first as well.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's a good one.
Freshly cut grass in there. 24% of the 2,000 answered freshly cut grass.
Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
Over to you.
I'm going to go a little bit rogue here.
Okay. Already?
Right, yeah, a little bit rogue. But I love the smell, and I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, of petrol.
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 Oh, that's good.
I do love the smell of petrol. It's not on the list.
Oh.
I'm letting the team down.
That's all right.
Fortunately not. No, I would put it up there as well. They probably didn't include it because it's probably not safe.
Okay, that's what I would imagine. Like, and, yeah.
Blue sticks.
Yeah, disclaimer.
I'm not going to put markers on there.
Yeah, Sharpies aren't on the list either.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Okay, well, that takes my second answer as well.
I'm going to go with one that I feel like people always say this, but I don't know if I actually ever experienced it. Rain.
Oh.
Rain is number 15.
No!
Oh my God.
Damn it!
Not a bad guess, though.
No, not a bad guess. Rain was on the list, but number 15, so it's outside the top 10.
Okay, go a normal one, boy.
So, okay. Dave, you've got 1 point. Padraig, you've no points, and you've lost a life.
Okay. I'm going to go with, and I'm going to keep it vague, and you can tell me, right? Freshly baked goods.
Freshly baked goods, I will accept.
It's on
the list at number 1.
Oh my God.
Top of the board as well.
I'm just going to put bread.
So 30% of people of the 2,000 said freshly baked bread.
Okay.
So I will accept that because there's nothing else in the list as baked goods.
Okay.
Okay, I tried a liquid before in rain. I'm going to try another liquid in the sea.
the sea, would you also say the beach?
The beach.
It's number 7. Yeah. Oh my God, really?
I thought that would be the monkey smell. Seaweed?
No, people love the sea, like.
I guess they do.
Okay, so that's 2-1. Back to you, Padraig.
Okay, I'm going to go with fresh sheets.
Oh.
Oh. Number 8 is washed clothes.
I'll take that.
We'll give it to you.
Same smell.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go.
Laundry.
Let's go with chocolate.
Number 9.
Yes.
Oh my God, we're flying it here.
When I saw chocolate on the list, I was like, I'm surprised at that. Does chocolate really have a smell?
Yes. Oh my God, what are you talking about?
Like a chocolate cake would.
Melted chocolate, yeah.
Okay, so we're looking for the 10 favourite smells that people enjoy. You've got 5 already. Number 1, baked bread. Number 3, cooked grass. Number 7, the beach. Number 8, laundry. And number 9, chocolate. Padraig, back to you.
Okay, let me think here now. I'm going to go with perfume.
Yeah, or aftershave.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not on the list.
Oh my God, that was going to be my next guess.
Okay, that makes me feel slightly better.
Okay, I have 2 lives left, I think.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with something bizarre, but I think it's a universal thing. A newborn baby.
The baby smell is good, but it's not on the list. Right, Padraig, back to you. This is your last life.
This is my last life?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with... I'm kind of going to go off the back of Dave's last answer, and I'm going to go with baby powder.
No. Sorry. You're out. Right, so, Dave, you've won the week, but you've got 1 life left.
Well done, Dave.
I'm going to go with a new car.
New car smell. Surprisingly, not on the list.
For God's sake.
So, we've got 5 down and 5 to go. So, this week, we are looking for the 10 favourite smells that people enjoy, conducted in a survey of 2,000 people last year. Number 1 was freshly baked bread. Number 3 is cooked grass. Number 7 is the beach. Number 8 is laundry. Number 9 is chocolate. So we're looking for 2, 4, 5, 6 and 10. 087-711.
Or car isn't on
there. I can't believe car's not in there. I even buy the car freshener that says new car scent.
Yeah.
It's class.
That's really surprising. They've stayed away from cars. So 087-711-1038. Favourite smells. Can you complete the top 10 list?
I'm instantly trying to think of, in my head, what do I enjoy the smell of?
Same here.
All of those things I do enjoy the smell of are not on the list.
It's crazy.
All right, help us out. 087-711-1038. What have we missed?
Yeah, this is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. This week, we are looking for the 10 favourite smells that people enjoy, conducted in a survey of 2,000 people last year. It was conducted in the UK, but they're pretty kind of universal, yeah. So it's all right.
I'd say it'd probably be the same here.
Yeah.
Like, very similar. Yeah, very similar.
So far in studio, the guy's got 5 out of 10. Dave
better
won the
week.
He got 3 points. Padraig, you only got 2 points.
Oh, okay.
And the list that we have so far on the top 10 favourite smells that people enjoy, number 1 was baked bread. Number 2 was blank. Number 3 was cooked grass. 4 and 5 were blank, and so was number 6. Number 7 was the beach. Number 8 was washed laundry. Number 9 was chocolate. And number 10 we are still looking for.
All right, Holly, or Molly thinks she knows. How are you, Molly?
Good, thanks. Just on my way to work.
Good. Molly, we need some help with this. I know you have a couple of guesses. Take them one by one there. What's first on the list that we very clearly missed?
Coffee, for sure.
Coffee.
Oh my God, that's great.
Callum?
Has coffee made the list? Of course it has. It's number 2.
Oh, well done. Brilliant. Molly, that was class.
That was unreal, Molly. All right, have you another guess for us?
I have flowers.
Flowers.
Sorry, is there something wrong with you and me?
I know. I think there is.
There's not a brain between us.
Flowers, Callum?
Flowers. She's got it. It's number 6.
Oh, well done.
Unreal.
So there's still 3 more remaining. Do you have any more guesses?
I was thinking like fried onions or the smell of a roast dinner, you know, when you're cooking.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
That's good.
Specific.
It is. It's not on the list. But will I go through what's remaining?
Please.
On the list?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So, Molly, you guessed coffee at number 2. Number 4, vanilla.
Vanilla?
Oh my God, that was in my head the whole time.
I never would have got vanilla.
I thought you were going to say vinegar and I was going to say yes.
It's the same.
Vanilla, and I got a vanilla aftershave from Zara a couple of months back and I get so many comments.
Really?
Yeah. I go around like smelling like vanilla these days and
very
it's unbelievable.
Nice.
Bathing it.
Do you not wear it to work at all?
Yeah. Stinking up to my...
It's reeking in here.
Number 5 was bacon. Cooked bacon.
Bacon
Yum.
Yum is right,
one.
Molly. Yum is right.
Then number 10, Padraig, you were pretty close to it. Fish and chips.
Really? Oh.
Yeah, the smell of vinegar on the fish and chips.
Yeah.
A weird one. All right, well, Molly, congratulations. Two IMC Cinema passes on the way to you. Thank you very much for helping us out.
Thanks so much,
well
guys.
Well done, Molly.
Thanks, bye.
Good Top 10 Tuesday, by the way, Callum.
Thank you very much. I wasn't too sure because, you know, like when you do the Bond ones, it's like, that's factual. You know what happened there.
Yeah, but
they were in the
bizarre
history.
One.
I think you need to keep it pretty vague while I'm here. Yeah. To be honest,
I'm like
not going to
lie. Ones.
Yeah, I do too. They're fun.
Yeah,
I took a little picture of this sheet of paper. I'm going to play it later on when I go home.
You have to see how your house
turns
to.
Yeah, totally.
I might do a music one next week, but let me just go through some of the answers that came through on WhatsApp that weren't in the Top 10 because there were some really interesting ones. And it gives you an insight to who listens to this show. Donna says a new carpet smell.
A new carpet? Yeah.
A bit like a new car smell.
I've never bought a new carpet, so
I've been in like a carpet shop.
Yeah.
And it is a distinctive smell.
Right. Trisha said matches.
I do. Sometimes. It depends on the match.
Aoife, I think, was looking through her store cupboard because she said the smell of bleach, Dettol and tumble dryer sheets.
I don't like the smell of bleach. It gives me like a headache.
Yeah,
I get tumble dryer sheets.
Yeah.
I get that.
Freshness. Stefano said a barbecue or wood smell burning.
Barbecue is class.
Yeah.
They're like the smells that like elicit like good memories, aren't they?
Yes. Oh, you know?
Any food things.
Rebecca said popcorn.
Yeah.
Cinema popcorn.
That's a really good shout.
Hayley said a candle after it's just gone out, you know, like when you've just blown the candle
out. I'm surprised candle isn't in there because I was thinking about it afterwards and I was like, candle would have been an obvious
candles
one.
Candles was number 12 on the
list.
Holly said lavender and then someone said the smell of a dog.
Do you know what? A smell of a dog after it's been like
groomed.
Yeah.
Because they spray that lovely perfume on it.
Yeah.
A bit like the baby smell.
Nothing worse than the smell of a wet dog.
No, absolutely. But when you get it groomed, it smells so nice. It's like a newborn baby smell.
Yeah, it's
like
cute.
It's savage.
Speaking of things that I love treating myself. And there's a coffee container down by my house, right? And yesterday we were finished early and I was like, do you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to go down and get myself a nice coffee. It's Monday afternoon.
Sorry, when you say a nice coffee, do you mean a nice or an iced?
I mean a nice coffee because all I'm going to be doing nice coffee.
Okay.
Because in my house it's just
warm?
It's just instant.
Okay.
It's a warm coffee.
Yeah. Okay. I'm with you.
Old flat white.
Okay.
Right? So anyway, I was like, I'm going to get myself a sandwich as well because they do really nice toasties down here. So look, I probably should have known better. It was kind of the school run and the weather was nice outside. So I got down to this coffee container, which is usually busy anyway, and there's like 40 people in front of me.
Oh my God.
And I was like, this is an absolute nightmare. But I was like, look, it's nice here. The weather is good. The sun was shining. I was going to want to be out in the sun anyway, so I might as well be standing in this queue to get my toasty.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm in this queue and there's about 40 people in front of me, right? And I can see nearly everyone is ordering the chicken and stuffing, which was sending me sideways because I was watching... I was watching the stock levels depleting.
Oh God.
And I was getting this increased level of anxiety.
Yeah.
And then you've got kids screaming, you've got dogs barking. It was all over the place. But anyway, I got to the top of the counter. I ordered my sandwich. She said there was some left. I was delighted. I got my coffee. And then she did the thing that I hate the most about society at the moment,
what?
Right? She turns the card machine around. She holds it in her hand and she stares at me and she makes me tap to go forward and it says tip.
Oh.
Do you want a tip?
Oh, right? God.
And in my head, right, I'm like, I'm a pleasant person. I'm not going to shout at this woman, right? But I wanted to be like, girl, I just stood in this queue for 30 minutes, right? I'm doing the hard work here. I deserve the tip, right? And I tapped no tip. And in that moment, I was like, I feel like I'm breaking the law.
Oh my God.
Like, it felt illegal. If there was a guard behind me, I was getting 25 to life. You know? And I was like, I know I feel really bad. And I was thinking they're going to spit in my sandwich, which I know they wouldn't do.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. It's so funny. The level of power I feel when they turn that card machine around that says to tip, no tip, 10%, 20%, 25%. I look them right in the eye. And I say no tip.
You're so right.
I looked them right in the
eye. I look at the ground because I know that they're staring at me.
No, and I looked them right in the eye. I'll just hit no tip there. Sometimes I say that and I go, I'll just hit no tip there.
I was half thinking about it and I was like, if you just turn the card around and went about your business and let me press no tip in my own time, right?
Don't stare at me.
Instead of staring at me, well, there wouldn't be a queue of 30 people because you'd be doing your job and then I might tip you, you know? I'm just saying, right?
But 30 people have only been in line because they're freaking
out.
Going, crap.
That's exactly my point. But I was thinking about other things that I do that actually make me feel like I'm breaking the law.
Go on.
Right? One of them is, and I'm assuming that everyone does this, you go into Brown, if you're out in town, you're going into Brown Thomas,
Yeah.
And you get a little spritz of a tester.
Oh, go on.
Yeah, a little spritz of a tester. I don't pay for aftershave.
Okay.
Because anytime I'm going anywhere, if I'm going somewhere, I'm going to put it on. I'm going into town.
Yeah.
Quick peruse through Brown Thomas, pick up a spritz, have a little something expensive. Perfect.
And you're right? Straight out the door.
And do you know what? It is legal, but it feels illegal.
Honestly, even just walking out of Brent Thomas having not bought anything, I feel illegal.
Well,
I feel like I'm going to get jumped by a load of security.
I feel like that about any shop, actually. And I could do a full segment on my favourite toilets in Dublin to use. My favourite toilet is in Brent Thomas, but I will pretend to peruse.
Yeah. Okay,
so I'll go around, I'll walk around, I'll pretend, I'll touch a few things.
That's tomorrow's show.
Yeah.
Best toilets in Dublin.
No bother. I could do the whole show on it. I'll check a few tags. I'll go in. The toilet in there is fantastic, by the way. And then I leave again, you know. Another thing that I do that feels illegal is I bring my own food to the cinema.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they used to be
tougher with it. I remember like going to the cinema in Drogheda back in the day, and we'd have like a bag, like a backpack like on, and you'd have a couple of crisps. They check your bag like.
Oh yeah, they're no, like, yeah.
Hey, you can't bring in food. I don't think they're allowed to do that.
I don't think they do that anymore. But I think it's built into me to have this fear. You know what I mean? Because I will still hide my stuff going into the cinema. I will wear a big jacket, or I'll wear a hoodie with, you know, the pocket in the middle.
Yeah,
that's the perfect thing to do. You know,
yeah,
and I'll throw something in there.
Do you have a long list. Fire around.
Okay, other ones. Wearing a hat to work.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I don't know why, but that feels illegal. Another one is eating the microwave burgers. You know, the burgers that are
a rustler
burger.
Oh, yeah, illegal.
That should be illegal.
Illegal.
Can we make that illegal? Yeah. That's something that I think that should be illegal.
Oh, but they're so tasty.
Are they?
I love
your them. Gut health must be on the floor.
The semi-annual warehouse clearance event is happening now at Sleep Outfitters. This is your chance to save big with up to 65% off mattresses store-wide. Plus, get a free adjustable base with select Sealy mattresses. These limited-time warehouse clearance deals won't last, and with our lifetime price guarantee, you can rest assured you're getting the best deal. The semi-annual warehouse clearance event, only at Sleep Outfitters. Visit sleepoutfitters.com to find a store near you.